The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We do talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And let's take your phone calls here today at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Shortly after the show, we're going to head out and head over to Kent County, where we're going to engage in a lovely dove hunt today with about 30 or 35 folks that are supporting the Maryland Hunting Coalition, our dove hunt. And we have one of our participants who called last night and said, look, I paid my money, but I can't make it. That's not the coalition's fault. I said, do you want your money back? He said, no. He said, announce that if somebody has an opportunity to go, particularly a kid, he would like to see a kid go, that their entry is covered. So if that's the case, we've got an opening. We've got an opening that's paid for, and anybody here on the radio audience, the only way I have to get the word out is invited to give us a call. If you want to call here to the station, you can do that, 410-922-6680. I'd prefer to talk to you in person to give you the details, but not necessarily on the air. So if you want to call and participate in the dove hunt, if you live over there and you got nothing to do this afternoon, we're going to get together there at 11 o'clock. I'll give you all the details. Pepe will take your call, and you can tell him it's about the dove hunt and you don't want to go on the air. Be very specific. And we have a spot for you. Our buddy Schooner would love to give it to a kid. So that's the offer on the table. Very generous offer from Mr. Schooner, and he knows who he is. And, we're looking forward to this dove hunt. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a little overcast. I don't think we're going to see any rain. It's going to be hopefully cooler than it has been in the afternoons. It might be low 80s or something like that. So we're looking forward to the doves flying and the guys having a good time out there. We're going to have pulled pork for lunch. We're going to meet at 11 and eat, and we might have a couple of things to give away and, you know, auction off or whatever, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We look like we're having a good time today, and then wrap it up this evening, and if you get your limit, of course, you hopefully will quit. We don't want any black marks on the record of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So we're just out to have a good time and do everything legal and above board. And we put it out there enough that if anybody wants to show up and check for plugs and shotguns and things like that, bring it on. Check for licenses, bring it on. Everybody's been told to have their proper ID and all that, and we'll get together and have a good time. So there we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our number here. We'd like to hear from you. Have you been out bow hunting this week? Are you going out today, this evening? What have you seen out there in the deer blind? What have you done in the outdoors? Have you been dove hunting? Have you been fishing with this little better weather? I mean, every time I go across the Bay Bridge, I see a lot of breaking fish. I see, the bait fish coming up on the surface. The birds are flying towards them. They're close enough where you can see what's going on. You see the small fish breaking. Been doing that all summer, from what I'm told. And we're just gonna have a pretty good fall here, from what I can understand. So those of you who are listening and, you know, would like to discuss anything we've already talked about, please do. If you want to have a new subject, please do. And we'll be awaiting your phone calls, that's for sure. Working on the Oyster Magazine, we're getting a lot of good stuff coming in on oysters, oyster recipes, oyster old stories about diving for oysters. And when I say old, I'm talking about 30-year-old adventures that people remembered and that type of thing about going out and diving for oysters. And, you know, we're just enjoying it. We got a nice picture of two fellas that came in from North Carolina. We met them last Friday, the 9th, at the little clubhouse there in Montgomery County. These fellas have a bear hunting business in North Carolina. And it was one of those trade deals. You take me bear hunting in North Carolina, I'll bring you deer hunting in Maryland. And both fellas scored on really, really nice bucks down in Prince George's County. And they were excited to come to Maryland and participate in our great deer hunting here. Actually, it's world-class deer hunting. So, you know, where are our deer hunters today? Pepe, where are our deer hunters today? You say they're out right now? I'd say they're getting ready. They're on their way. Yeah, Chuck called earlier. He was on his way to a stand, and I'm sure that's what's happening. You know, I'm wondering if anybody's actually participating in the early waterfowl season. I haven't seen a lot of action on that. You know, we have duck and goose season early on here in Maryland. It starts 1st of September. I'm wondering if anybody's participating in that or if it's just been too dang hot. And I'll tell you, I've been around a lot of the sporting goods stores and the folks I talk to. It's been a little slow out there on the retail side. It has been. You know, they're not buying new bows. They're getting their old bows tuned up and getting their accessories and that type of thing. But, you know, the economy is not the best in that world. Even though June and July were great, August was terrible because of this hot weather. And, you know, we got some pictures the other day from a buddy that sends me pictures of all kinds of stuff. He roams the marshes and the woodlands here in central Maryland, here in primarily in the Baltimore County. Takes pictures of all kinds of wildlife. He loves to watch the birds, and he sends me any bird pictures that he sees that are different than some, you know, not the common stuff. I mean, I've seen pictures of cuckoos and red starts and all kinds of stuff that nobody even hears of or knows what they are, and he's out there sending me photos. And then he sent me a photo the other day of a little button buck that was moving from transitioning from a summer coat to a winter coat, and he wondered what that was all about. And what happens in whitetail deer, their summer coat is very short and very dense. And when I say the hairs are shorter than they are in the winter, and the hairs are, there's three times as many hairs per square inch on a deer in their summer coat than there is in their winter coat. Their summer coat is singular hair, their winter coat is hollow hair. The hair is hollow on a white-tailed deer in the wintertime. And as they transition from one coat to the next, they get pretty ratty looking sometimes. But the reason that the hair is dense and three times as dense in the summer, it's short and it's dense to prevent the insects from penetrating that coat that are prevalent in the summertime. In the wintertime, the hair is longer and hollower and hollow, and it acts as insulation. It acts as permaloft or, you know, any of your insulating factors where a deer can actually stand extremely cold weather and you actually bed down on the cold ground, you know, for rest and not be affected by the, terribly affected by the temperature because their coat is so insulating. So that's what you'll see. This time of year, you'll see these raggy-looking deer with the red hair falling off and the winter coat coming on, and they're pretty nasty-looking from time to time. And so he sent me a picture of that and said, "What's this all about?" So, we told him that. He also sent me a picture a while back of a doe and a fawn with spots on it just about 2 weeks ago. And he said, "This is the second crop." And I said, "No. They don't drop fawns twice during the year. They only do that once." And what's happened is, I talked to my buddy in Cecil County, and he's seeing deer with spots on them this year, unlike other years. You know, most of the time they're just, they're all brown. You don't see spotted fawns in the middle of September for the most part. But what's happened is the rut was extended this past year, and I don't know if that was weather or other conditions, but the breeding season was extended. Primary breeding season is the first 2 weeks of November here in Maryland. The does that aren't bred in the first 2 weeks of November come back into estrus the first 2 weeks of December, again back in the first 2 weeks of January. And what that, you know, they go into a cycle. They go into a cycle where they, become fertile about every 28 days. And you all know what I'm saying there. And the unbred does from the first cycle continue on to the second cycle, continue on to the third cycle. Well, by the time the third cycle gets here in January, the early fawns from the year before have reached sexual maturity at 6 months. So if they're born in June, by the following January, they're fertile and they're ready to breed. So those young 6-month-old deer are bred in what commonly called the third rut. Okay, so they get bred late in the rut cycle, which puts the gestation period's 200 days. So that puts the fawn drop, the birth, usually 2 months later than the rest of the deer, which give birth in late May, June, and July. Well, now the does, some of these does are dropping their fawns in mid-July, mid-August, and that's why you're still seeing fawns with spots on them in September. So just a little explanation there. We saw two fawns with spots last Friday while Laura and I were in the deer stand. First deer that came in was a fawn with spots, a button buck. A little buck came in, and, you know. So now with the breeding cycle getting ready to ramp up again, with the testosterone level rising in the bucks, they're shedding their velvet on their antlers, they're going into hard antler, getting prepared to, you know, establish their own breeding turf and to get into, battles with other bucks. You've seen the classic buck fight where they, you know, drive their antlers together, and the size of the antlers, you know, kind of dictates the dominance of the herd, so to speak. Some deer are more aggressive, even though they're smaller, and just, you know, it's a pecking order. The little button bucks are getting kicked out, by mom because she's anticipating getting ready to breed again during the rut in November. So anyway, I hope I didn't confuse anybody, but I'm going on and on because, quite frankly, we don't have any phone calls. So we're going to take a little break. I'm going to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop one more time. this break, and we'll tell you about that, and then we'll tell you about Stauffer's Auction, and then we'll go to the rest of the commercials. So I talked earlier about some of the shotguns that are available through Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, and I want to tell you about some rifles right now for deer season. You know, Caroline County now has rifle season. You're allowed to shoot a breech-loading rifle in firearm season. That they joined Dorchester, Wicomico, and the other two southern eastern shore states or counties, and of course Cecil County is a rifle county also, and then of course the western county. So if you're looking to go into one of those counties and you'd like to have a new rifle, I'd like to recommend the AB3, the A-Bolt 3. This is a combo package. It comes with a Buckmaster's 4-12 by 40 BDC rifle scope mounted at the factory. It's a beautiful classic-looking firearm with no sights, no rear sight, no front sight, just that scope. It's a classic-looking walnut stock and blued barrel rifle. Very, very nice-looking gun from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop with a blued barrel in action, a walnut stock, a 60-degree throw, bolt-action, detachable double-stack magazine with that scope. It comes in 243 for the kids, if you like, or for the ladies who don't like the big recoil, the 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Rem Mag and 300 Winchester Mag if you want to go after some bigger game, maybe go on an elk hunt out west or something. And that's available at Clyde's at a very, very, very reasonable price. That's a package I'd like you to take a look at. And, of course, then the standard X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. That's the X-Bolt. That's the step up. That's the one you want to take a look at if you were looking for some tremendous quality. And pick out your own scope and mount it. So there you go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. And now Denny Stauffer is having his annual sportsman auction on Saturday, October 8th at 10 a.m. This is located on Leedersburg Pike. The address is 21140 Leedersburg Pike in Hagerstown, Maryland. He's now accepting consignments from our listeners. If you have an extra firearm, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, clothing that you would like to sell at auction, you can turn your extra items into cash. All you have to do is call Denny at 301-791-6896 or email Denny at stauffersauctionsco.com and talk with Denny Stauffer. You can bring a friend. You can check out the auction online at stauffersauctionco.com. And Denny is Denny at stauffersauctionco.com or 301-791-6896 for your consignment. Sell it at the Sportsman's Auction. Make a few bucks. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Line-X premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Line-X Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Line-X, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, spooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living.
All right, the man trot lining crabs and doing all that stuff, that's for sure. Hey, the long line issue is not an over and done deal that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Where the heck is everybody? You know, I don't think they're out hunting. I think they're just sleeping in today on a cool morning. They slept with the windows open, and it was a nice morning to sleep in. And now it's time to. Hello? Anybody home? I'm knocking on their door. That's what I'm doing. Getting them up out of bed. Yeah. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is their phone number. Wow, long day to go. Anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? I don't even know. I have no idea. Somebody call and remind me where I was going. I don't know. Lost my train of thought just like that. Somebody bring me back on track, will you please? What a beautiful time of year. I can't wait till October when it really cools down and things really start looking good out there in the woods. We will really get excited about that. That's for sure. So, oh, here we got a call. There we go. Richard's giving us a call from wherever. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we're here to take your calls. This is your, you know, this is your opportunity. This is your platform. This is the only show like it in Maryland, where you can get on here and talk about fishing and hunting on a regular basis, ongoing basis, and, you know, express your opinion. We'd love to have you call and talk about whatever is of interest to you and have a conversation about it. It's it. This is it. 28 years. This is all there is. There we go. That's what you do, folks. I woke him up. Richard in Westminster, how are you, buddy?
Good, Alan. How are you? Yeah, you woke me up.
Good. What's up?
Nothing. Obviously, I'm not out in the woods yet, but I was out scouting and doing some trail pruning and that sort of thing last week.
Uh-huh. What are you seeing out there?
Oh, I just saw some sign. Didn't jump any deer.
Uh-huh.
I just saw, you know, obvious trails and
right.
tracks and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Droppings and,
sure.
You know, that sort of thing. I'm in a good location, so I'm confident that, you know, we'll be seeing some action here once the things start cooling off.
Yeah, you got it. You know, Laura called me the other day, texted me the other day. She said, guess who got chiggers again? I said, nah, that'd be you. And she goes, yeah, I got about 15 bites. And I said, yeah, I got 5 or 6 on my leg myself. I don't know where we walked through them when we got in the woods because it wasn't a lot of a whole lot of stuff. But I had on my neoprene boots, you know, up to my knees, and I still wound up getting a couple bites. And I know she got some bites. She didn't wear boots, which was a mistake. So,
well, I've never had them. I've heard that they're absolutely awful to get. Is that something that's prevalent on the Eastern Shore? Or?
No. Anywhere you go, you can get them. This happened to be in Montgomery County, and Lars wound up with them in Frederick County. I get them in my yard every now and then, just you know, walking through my yard. But
wow.
Yeah, they're a nasty little bug. What they do, people don't know, is they bite you, and then they, you know, they get what they want, and they drop off. But when they bite you, they inject you with a little infection, and the little pustule that forms is a little hard, crusty thing, and people think that that's the chigger, and they itch so bad that people want to coat them with nail polish, or, you know, put bug spray or something on them. But by the time you know you've been bitten, the chiggers are already gone.
Oh, see, I heard that they got at literally under your skin.
No, they do not. No, they don't. So,
okay.
No, they don't. I don't like chiggers. I don't like ticks. I don't like spiders, especially. And there's a lot of spider webs you can walk through in the dark, you know.
This time of year, yeah, I have my hands up, and, you know, you're eating them for breakfast.
No.
Nah. I'm walking in the woods.
Mm-mm. I got something out in front of me all the time. I got a stick or my bow or something out there in front of
right.
me. I don't like walking through them, so.
But yeah. I made a mistake. I was out there in short pants and tennis shoes.
Oh, that's bad.
I mean, the briars tore my leg.
Oh, man, yeah, that's bad stuff. So,
but it was a good morning in the woods. It was a little warm, way too warm to, you know, be out there hunting and whatnot. But this morning wouldn't be too bad, I don't think.
Just no, it's in the mid 60s. I think it's a great morning to be out there. So,
yeah, but I got a great spot. The guy that's letting me hunt his property is the nicest guy I'd ever want to meet. And,
nice.
You know, he's. I've done some projects for him. I've helped him out a couple of times, and he's telling me how much he appreciates my help. And I said, "You have no idea." You know, he came by and picked something up from me yesterday that I had for sale in the paper, and of course, I gave it to him.
Yeah,
I said, "I'm not taking no money for this." He goes, "Well, I want to do something for you." I said, "Every time I walk on your property, you're doing something for
exactly
me."
Right.
He just don't have any clue how much I really love being out on his property.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You have a good relationship there, and that's what it used to be. So,
all too eager to do whatever he needs, you
yep.
know, help with or done or whatever.
Yep. All right, Richard.
But,
thank you, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Get out there and call Alan.
Hey, they're calling. I got them lined up now.
Okay, good.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. Ken, Severna Park, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's up?
I got a question. I have some property up in Harford County, and my son and I were looking to try and get in and maybe hunt it this year. Just, I guess, kind of looking to find out what we're going to need license-wise or class-wise or be able to hunt our property.
You're not a hunter now at all? You haven't hunted?
I did a little bit with my father when I was younger, but...
Okay, both of you are going to need to take a hunter safety course. You're going to have to go to the Department of Natural Resources website and Google or search hunter safety, or you might be able to find it under wildlife. And you'll have to get up involved in a course. You can take most of the course online, but you'll still have to go on a day to meet with somebody, and you'll have to take a proficiency shooting test. You'll have to take safe carry and that type of thing. That's why I always encourage people to get into it early, because you wait till this late, all the classes are full. But Baltimore County Fish and Game, I don't know if they have any, but you can go county by county on the website and see who actually offers them. So there are, you know, like I said, there are courses that you can take. Once you take the course, then it's no trouble getting a license. And if it's your own property, then, you know, you're good to go. But yeah, you definitely need the hunter safety certificate. If you lived on the property, you would not necessarily need a license, but, you do need to take that hunter safety course.
Now, because we do have a trailer on the property.
Yeah. But that's not your permanent residence.
No.
No.
But my son, he's getting ready to move out soon, and that's where he's thinking about moving to.
I got it.
Being his, I guess, primary residence.
Look, here's the deal, Ken. A hunter safety course is required either way. just bite the bullet, take a few hours, and it's going to be give you invaluable insight into what hunting is all about. And you can learn a lot. It'll be very helpful to you. And it not only will help keep you safe, but it'll help keep your son safe and keep others safe that might be hunting an adjacent property or something like that. So, you know, it's always advisable to do that.
Right. Now, are there deer tags that you're going to need? I guess.
Well, there's tags that come with your regular standard license, which is $24.50, and then there's archery tag, there's a muzzleloader tag. And that's basically all you need, unless you're going to hunt waterfowl. Then you'll need a state harvest permit, and you'll need a federal duck stamp in addition. If you're going to have a chance of taking a coyote or something like that, you're going to need to buy a fur taker permit or fur bearer permit, and that's $5. But for $24.50, you can take one deer in the archery season, one in the muzzle loader season with the stamp, one in the archery season with a stamp, or one in firearm season, and then 10 does, 10 antlerless deer in each of those seasons. And if you take two antlerless deer, you can qualify for a bonus buck tag per person. It's a very cheap investment for everything that a hunting license offers here in Maryland. I buy the whole thing. I apply for the bear stamp, which is over now. The bear permit drawing has taken place, and it cost me about 90 some bucks. But 27 of that is my waterfowl stamp. So, you know, for a relatively reasonable price, you've got access to a ton of hunting opportunities here in Maryland. I mean, you can't go out to dinner for $60 for, you know, but in this case, you get to hunt for an entire year and all species available for under $100. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
All right, Ken. Hunter safety education course. Just go on the website and look for hunter safety, and you'll see how to sign up online, take the course online, or find a location near you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Dave in Parkville. Good morning. How are you, David? Hello, David. David couldn't wait. Sorry for the holdup. Ped, Ken Island, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. What's up?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk to you about the fishing challenge, but actually I want to touch base with about Ken at Taverna Park about the hunter safety course.
Yeah.
I took the hunter safety course when I was younger. That was the first time, and then as my younger brother came of age, I went ahead, I took it again with him, and then I got married, and I took it with my wife, and just last year I took it for the fourth time with my daughter, who's 10 and a half, and she got her first buck last year.
Right after that course,
and I gotta say, every single time, I've learned something new.
Yep.
And it's a great little fresh reminder, it was wonderful, and to sit next to my daughter, it was a 9-point buck. It was all kind of scrappy looking, but I'll tell you what. Her first deer, a 9-point, that's just awesome. I was so happy, so proud.
Why don't you send me a picture? We'll put it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I will send it to you this afternoon. I have that. I show it to everybody.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Tell me the story. Actually, if you want to get her to write the story in her own words, just put a little email attachment to it or a file and whatever, and we'll put her story in there with her first deer.
That would be wonderful. I'll make sure I do it this afternoon. Perfect.
Good. Fishing challenge.
Yeah, so the fishing challenge. So I'm driving over the Bay Bridge last weekend because I always go to the fishing challenge. And I was all excited this year because I got my citation live fish and I also got one for my daughter. And so she was all excited. This is the first year that she was able to pull the citation all by herself 100%. So we went out to, matter of fact, SB Outdoors got her, you know, filed our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And normally we just wait for the invitation to come in the mail. So I never really paid attention to the exact date of the seafood festival and all that.
Right.
So then I'm driving over the bridge and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And then I started looking. I said, tell my dog, I was like, you better look it up on your phone real quick. We might be missing our seafood, you know,
right,
the fishing challenge. And then she tells me these words, canceled due to budget cuts.
Yep.
I was so heartbroken. I was so sad. I really was.
Well, that's what happened. The year before, they did away with Diamond Jim. And now they've done away with the celebration, the grand finale, so to speak.
So it was a lot of fun. I mean,
hey man,
thing, but I still go and have a great time. And the guy that won that vote last year, he was a fun guy.
You were there the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, the last 2 years. Yeah, there was a kid that won it last year. There was the guy before that got the thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was there. If you recall, I was there.
Oh my gosh! But it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I didn't win that vote. I'm glad that guy did.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I was actually the MC the last 2 years of its existence. Yep. I think I did the first year at Sandy Point, and then a couple of years in between, and I did the last 2 years, and I was very proud and privileged to be able to be the MC of that event, and hopefully everybody had a lot of fun. And so, yeah, the first time was 2010, and then 2015 and 2014. I did it three times. So,
oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So
yeah, I hope they bring it back for next year.
Well, it doesn't look like it. Let's put it that way. So
let's just hope.
Because it would have already started. You remember, it always started the day after the day after Labor Day. So,
well, yeah. what they did last year, my understanding is that they were starting a camp like last year, just the day after Labor Day, and it went on. So I assume, probably, that we're going to be having the whole day.
Yep.
I don't know when it actually got canceled. I totally missed that.
You got it.
Yep.
All right.
All right, take care and be good. I'll send that picture to you this afternoon.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com for anybody that wants to email. Thank you, buddy. You have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Man, what an enthusiastic guy. Let's see here. Fran and then Frank. Hang on, guys. Nope. Fran's waited the longest. Fran, good morning, dear. How are you?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Did I miss the location for the fishing and hunting day?
Marriottsville Gun Club, Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore on Marriottsville Road in Marriottsville, Maryland. It's Marriottsville Road runs between basically Route 40 and Liberty Road.
Okay.
And the location, I don't have the physical address of it, but we'll be there next week.
All right. Well, I don't know if I can make that. That's a little close. But
yeah.
I am kind of excited about that auction, October 8th in Hagerstown.
Yeah. Are you going up?
I'm going to try my best to get there.
Well, good. Good.
Anyway, because I thought, well, when they added the consignment,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, now, because if I get outbidded, you know, I'm mm-hmm. saving up for a little something. But anyway, if I get outbidded at the auction on something I want, there's always a consignment possibility.
Exactly.
And with consignments, you never know what you're going to run into.
That's true.
That you really want. And with me, I need everything. So
I got you.
You know, so I'm
looking. By the way, thank you for your wonderful contribution the other day.
Oh, you know what I tell you. Put up or shut up. You
know, I know it.
You know,
yep.
I say that.
I do.
So people talk all the time and
yep.
put their 2 cents in. They have to try to support once in a while.
You're going to receive for that. You're going to receive 3 tickets on the Kubota RTV. The tickets are 20 apiece or 3 for $50. On the date of the drawing, it was September 17th. Unfortunately, we did not sell enough tickets. We only sold half as many tickets as we need to cover our cost.
Right, right.
So we've had to extend that date. For
right.
those who have got the newsletter, that we've been alluding to that. And so we're going to move that date all the way up to our benefit, dinner and benefit next year
mm-hmm.
on March 25th and give that Kubota RTV away that day on the spot. And somebody's going to be a very, very happy person on our
sure
benefit.
I'm sure they will.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. And Frank in St. Michael's, then we'll take a break. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. What's up, man?
One thing is, I hope you've made a reservation for April 18th.
April 18th? Okay.
Turkey season, buddy.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay. And then a few moments ago, you were speaking to the hunter safety issue.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring up that little boy. I think he was 10 or 12 years old. It was about 10 years ago up there in Queen Anne. Did not have a license, no hunter safety, and when he was letting his crossbow down out of the tree, it went off and killed him.
I do remember that, and I remember that investigation because a good friend of mine, who has since retired, was the investigative officer on that, and the whole story went like this. It was early muzzleloader season. The father had put a 10-year-old son in a separate tree stand and wasn't sitting with him.
Uh-huh.
It was the early muzzleloader season for antlerless deer. The father had already killed an 8-point buck that was in the truck under the tarp. They were going back out into the woods, put the boy in the stand, walked away on his way to his own stand. They loaded the crossbow at the bottom of the stand. The kid was pulling the thing up on his haul rope. And the crossbow was in such ill repair at that time that the string was worn to the point of being able to slip on. There was no serving on the string. So the string flattened out, and it escaped under the safety catch that holds the string back.
Uh-huh.
Apparently bumped it or something, either on the side of the stand or coming up or whatever. And when that string was, you know, so debrided and so flattened out, it slipped under the safety with that bump and propelled the bolt up through the youngster's into his neck and killed him virtually instantly on the spot. And that was a horrible, horrible incident. I was at Bass Pro Shop, and it was the very first season that crossbows had been allowed in the archery season for Maryland. And I had a meeting of the Maryland Bowhunter Society the very next day at Bass Pro Shop. And the wildlife director was there, and the president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society was there. And it was quite a topic for discussion, I can tell you that. So, yes, hunter safety education is absolutely vital to your safety. No question about it.
Proper training, Al.
Proper Absolutely. Training, that's right. And not only proper training, but implementation. You got to put what you learn into effect, you know? You got to execute. So. All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Frank.
Out.
Yep. Talk to you soon. There you go. Bye-bye. Yeah, there was a lot to that case that the public didn't know. But you know a lot more than you did, that's for sure. Hey, you know what? The annual sportsman auction that Fran was talking about at Stauffer's Auction is Saturday, October 8th, 10 a.m., 21140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown, Maryland. Denny Stauffer is now accepting consignments of firearms, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, clothing, you name it. If it belongs in the outdoors and you want to sell it, turn your extra items into cash at the Sportsman's Auction. Call Denny at 301-791-6896, 301-791-6896, or email Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, at StauffersAuctionCo.com and talk with Denny. Bring a friend, www.StauffersAuctionCo.com. And Clyde Sports Shop, one more time. I talked about the Browning Firearms, and they have a full complement of Browning Firearms, but they also have everything else. They have all the fishing gear, all the crabbing gear, all the bait, live bait, frozen bait that you need for fishing or crabbing. They have all the services, including rod and reel repair. They have, they'll wind fresh line on your reels. They'll put a scope on your gun. They'll clean your gun. They'll repair your gun. They have full gunsmithing services right there at Clyde Sports Shop. They'll bore sight that scope that they put on your gun. A full service shop. They've been around for almost 60 years. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And don't forget that fishing hotline, 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474, 247-247-FISH. For the fishing hotline, regular line, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, HafersGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, HafersGuns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, HafersGuns.com. Class 3 firearms, HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at HafersGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh?
Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Tech Redneck reminds me of a young lady I know on the Eastern Shore, but that's okay. 410-WCBM 680. Let's take one more call. Go out of here with a bang. Somebody call me with something exciting. 410-922-6680. Anybody. 410-WCBM 680. Coming up next is Alan Summers. He's got the Garden Club, and you know, that is the best way to prevent your garden from being stolen, is to protect it with the Garden Club. But, yeah, Alan's coming up next. He's out here pacing in the hall. He's got his nose pressed up against the window. He's just, you know, kind of looking in here waiting to grab this microphone. But I told him we had to get one more phone call, 410-922-6680 in here. Yeah, give us a call and we'll go out with a bang, that's for sure. And then headed over to pick up my grandson. Headed to the Eastern Shore, going to bang some doves today, we hope. We're going to eat some pulled pork with about 30 other people. and have a great day and talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and everybody will be wearing camo and carrying firearms, and, you know, it's a great day to celebrate the Second Amendment and the liberty that we have here in the country, that's for sure. So we like it. We like it a lot. So let's talk to Ron in Baltimore. Good morning, Ron. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Alan. Doing fine.
What's up?
I was just curious, can you get your hunting license at, like, a DNR office, like the one they had there in Dundalk, or do you have to go to a store?
As far as I know, you can get one at the office, that's for sure. Yeah, any of the service centers, I'm pretty sure you can get your license there.
All right, very good. Sorry this wasn't an exciting question. But
well, it's exciting enough. That's all right. We'll, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Well, we got Captain Seaweed up. Haven't heard from him in a long time. Put him up there. I know who he is. Good morning, Captain. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Well, I just thought you wanted to go out with a bang, so I just say hello to you. Go out with a bang.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay, Alan. Take care. You got a good show all the time.
See you, buddy. There goes Captain Seaweed. Well, what happened to the third caller? Another show. Had to be the next show. That would be the Garden Club. Yeah, he's coming up next. That's what I meant, next. After the news, he has his own show, theme and entry where he comes in, on his own. And people, you know, tend to call, like, the last few minutes of this show for some reason. I guess they want to get the jump on things, you know. So we just say call back when the show starts, that's for sure. All right, look, I appreciate the calls today. As always, we're looking forward to another great week. We've got a full week this week for sure, starting today with the dove hunt. Tomorrow, probably take a day off, and then Monday back in the fray as far as getting around to seeing the folks for the Oyster Magazine that we do. And then next Saturday is National Hunting and Fishing Day, and that's at the Associated Gun Clubs Range in Marriottsville, right off Marriottsville Road in Baltimore County, followed by Sunday, our annual hunting summit, where we've got people coming from all across Maryland and all different places, from all the way up in Garrett County to the Eastern Shore, representing different organizations, coming to talk about what is of interest to them in the upcoming General Assembly and what their concerns are and what their issues are. We've got our advocate Bill Miles right now today. He is at a retreat in Western Maryland with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, and I understand he had a conversation last evening with the DNR Secretary Mark Belton, which seemed to go pretty well. So, you know.